More dangerous tornadoes are forecast for today after a string of funnel clouds yesterday in the plains of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kansas left at least 13 people dead. Local stations in the area have been supplying wall-to-wall coverage with meteorologists in studio comparing information with storm trackers like David Payne on the road for KFOR News Channel 4 in Piedmont, Oklahoma, who reported last night as huge utility poles were lifted up and carried vertically over his truck.
It's a maxi. It's another quarter-mile-wide tornado crossing Gregory Road as a maxi tornado right now. Look at the size of this thing, Mike. It's an EF4, maybe an EF5. An extreme.
Piedmont, get below ground.
Oh, get out of here, dude. Get out of here now.
Maxi tornado coming into Piedmont. Piedmont, get out of the way.
And they went on like that all last night, telling towns when they were in the line of fire. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us on the line. Ed, let's just get to what you know now. What's the latest? Who's in the line of fire now?
Well, immediately we have tornado watches in effect for parts of eastern Illinois and northwest Indiana until the early afternoon, and new tornado watches have been issued for much of Missouri and northeastern Kansas, including Kansas City, Springfield, and Columbia, as well as northern Arkansas, including Harrison, Arkansas, until 6 p.m. Central Time, and a tornado watch in effect for much of Indiana and southwestern lower Michigan until 7 p.m. Eastern Time, South Bend and Elkhart, as well as Fort Wayne, Lafayette, Indianapolis, and Terre Haute under that watch. So we're starting to see some watches go up. But later today, the highest risk for damaging tornadoes will be across southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, on into western Kentucky, western Tennessee, northeastern Arkansas, and southeastern Missouri. The Storm Prediction Center has put that area under a high risk. So that's where there's the greatest threat of long track and very damaging tornadoes. But even north of there a ways, and to the west and east, there could be some damaging tornadoes as well.
Do you say a small one already touched down in central Illinois this morning? Did I hear that?
Yes, one small tornado did touch down in Piatt County, Illinois this morning, and fortunately that was a weak tornado that didn't last long, but that does create some concern. What it tells me is the atmosphere is very primed in terms of rotation, the wind shear as you go up through the atmosphere. So when the storms really fire up this afternoon into this evening with the heating of the atmosphere during the afternoon, a lot of the storms will be able to rotate easily, and that means the threat of tornadoes, also some very large hail and some very strong straight-line winds.
And when you're saying large hail in this area, baseball-size hail.
Cases baseball size hail, anything over 2 inches is considered quite large, and we're going to have 2-inch diameter hail and bigger, some cases more than 4 inches.
Look, Ed, for our purposes today, we just want to be able to alert people with your expertise as to, you know, who should watch out for what. But just your thoughts on how incredible this has seemed to us. I mean, we've watched local news stations from your region on MSNBC last night, carried one, for instance, literally for hours telling people, you're next, you're next. We just heard a little bit of that. It seems as if this is a bigger event than we've seen tornado-wise. Is it, or is it just this coverage?
Well, this is certainly an extraordinary year. You have to go back to 1953. So you have to go back well over 50 years, 58 years, to the last year that's even comparable to this. But in addition to that, the coverage, of course, is much greater than it was back then. So it's a little bit of both. But this is an extraordinary year, even if you take the coverage out. This is going to be the highest death toll it already is since 1953. We're at about 500 fatalities in the U.S. already. In that year, 519. And based on statistics going back to 1875, we're already in seventh place in terms of worst years for fatalities from tornadoes.
All right. And when you think that those fatalities are happening, even while local news anchors are saying, you're next, it makes it even more astonishing. Ed Kieser, a meteorologist in Columbus, Ohio, but one who is an expert in tornadoes and is watching closely from there. Ed, thanks as always.
My pleasure.